Andre, Call 101, Ramacharya. So yeah, I mean, I still wonder about that, you know, of celibacy, how important that was actually. Well, I think it's good in the sense of just you know, staying away from the entire that kind of life out there and focus some years on just cultivating oneself within, so to speak, art of life, you know, the meaning of life, all that. And why is that also useful and helpful, and I would say even very helpful, this celibacy? Because if you throw yourself into a relationship like that, romantic relationship, where you become dependent on each other, which you will be if you get children and so on, and which is, yeah, again, what we have to be ready to do, take that responsibility, if nothing else, right? See, I marry this person and we're gonna stick together, thick and thin. That's what you promise, right? Especially then for staying there with the kids, you know, stable, nice family. So it's, yeah, it's a responsibility. Therefore, it's good to learn to, one thing is to get out of that heavy hormone teenage, you know, where you just want to throw a girl into bed and enjoy yourself. That immature state where you rather go to, you know, the responsible state of what it means to have a relationship like that. And it's powerful, you know, this sex drive and attachment, connection that is established, and so on. But still, when I look back now, I'm thinking, well, did we do that in the right way? I mean, there was this whole load of, you know, respect and pride and all that baked into that brahmachari thing. You know, if someone is very renounced and kind of really cold and shut off, no emotions and all that crap, then he's advanced, transcendental, fixed up, and we respected such people, such guys, such brahmacharis and swamis. But then, you know, they started dropping off one after another. And Then you wonder what's going on here. And of course, we soon learn that. And to me, that gave me a lot to think or to learn. I mean, it gave me realizations, you could say. But, you know, this is not what it's about. Advancement in Krishna consciousness is not about becoming indifferent to women. It's about love and friendship and compassion and, you know, all that. And love of Krishna and being Krishna conscious. So, and Prabhupada never made it that, never said that it's like that either. He encouraged his disciples to get married and nice families and all of that. It's all there in his books. So, that kind of thing, you know, that now I'm something, you know, someone I'm really, you know, what you, what do they say? What is the word, Belona? That's what you get. So in this way, things occasionally became insensitive, heartless, just philosophy. Principles, rules, and where we can follow the rules best is the best, the purest, the real, Bhakta devotee. But that sounds more like Smarta Brahmanas or different forms of impersonalists where Mukti is what it's about. So, yeah.